Wow, the hot seat. Hey everyone, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our brothers and sisters over there in Uganda. Hi, I'm Amber.
Hi.
And I'm Danny's wife, and we live here in the UK. Our ministers are Lawrence and Kim Tor, who run this fellowship, and we receive words from God. And when we put those words that we receive into practice, we see great results. God really wants us to benefit in this life. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. But he also wants us to be a blessing to all those around us. And as we live our life each day unto God, you know, fully with a whole heart, before God, doing everything with him, he leads and directs our every step. The moment that we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we were saved. We were made whole, delivered, set free, and we now are able to live a life that is free, out of bondage, out of fear, away from the situations and circumstances that go on in this world. Because God says now that we've received that Holy Spirit, we have power, and we're able to operate in those three gifts he's given us, the gifts of healing, miracles, casting out devil spirits, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. And as we continue to just put God first in all things, he reveals great truths to our heart. It says in the scriptures that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So whatever we need when we go to God, he wants to give it to us. He doesn't just want to give it, but he wants to go exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Because God loves us so very much. He wants us to go to him and expect from him and to receive everything that he has.
Excuse me, Amber. Kathy Clark, can you mute your microphone, please?
Awesome. So, yeah, and God will lead and direct our every step, you know, when we wake up each day. When we wake up each day, we want to...
Frederick, you need to mute your microphone, please, because it's interrupting Amber speaking. Frederick, mute your microphone. Sorry, Amber.
That's okay. Ah, there we go. Thank you. So, yeah, God will order and direct our every step. Whatever we need to do in a day, if we wake up and give our day to God, if we trust him with our whole heart, like it says in Proverbs, and not lean on our own understanding, you know, there are many situations that come each day that will try and divert us to our own understanding or try and make us do things in our own strength. That's why it's so important that we don't react very quickly and we take things to prayer and we involve God in everything that we're doing. And letting him give us the wisdom so that we can navigate perfectly through this life, and that we can be favorable amongst all men and women, with no fear, with great boldness. We've got a message to preach. You know, we have the hope of God living within us. You know, we have hope that will set people free. We have the joy of the Lord that brings strength and deliverance to people's lives and hearts. So when one person like you or like me have a heart that is hungry for God, God is able to, we give him the green light so that he can utilize us to be a blessing to all those around us and to speak the message that he puts in our heart to speak. You know, that message of deliverance, freedom, prosperity, health, a great mindset, being able to give hope to a generation that is hopeless. That we're able to speak life because our words are from God. Our words are from heaven. Our words have power. Our words are a creative force. And whatever we speak, whatever we declare from our mouth, we're planting into a ground. And soon that will bring a harvest. And now what are you speaking? Are you speaking a prosperous harvest, a healthy harvest? Are you speaking visions and goals and desires, hope? Or are you speaking death? Condemnation, fear, hopelessness, because we're children of the Most High Living God, Jehovah. He is our dad. He is our creator. and he has given everything to us to freely operate and walk in this world with great authority, with no fear, and to just be a light. Each and every one of you are a light. Each and every one of you are shining your areas so bright. People are going to start flocking to you because they can see the truth that is living within you and living within me. I was speaking to Lawrence today via audio, and I was sharing, you know, that over the last 5 years in my life, it's been a transformation from the inside out. Because God wants to cleanse us from the inside out. When we receive that Holy Spirit and we dedicate our life to God and we dedicate ourselves to what God's plan is for our life and not what our own plan is, then God is able to direct our every step, and he's able to bring comfort and peace and deliverance, like I said. And for me, 5 years ago, I received deliverance. I received the truth, and the truth set me free. It brought light and hope into my life. And now through continuing steadfast, you know, each day over the last 5 years with a committed heart, sticking to my dedicated decision that it was me or God or nothing. You know, God is the center of my life. And I made that decision 5 years ago. And since then, we have gone from glory to glory. There's testimonies. There's wonderful works that are taking place. It's easy to have one foot in the world and one foot with God. But God says, don't do this because it'll make you lukewarm. I'd rather you hot or I'd rather you cold, you know. But as we just keep our foot and our blinkers on, steadfast focus with God, he reveals so much truth to your heart. He gives you unconditional hope, you know, unconditional love and joy and excitement. You have hope for the future because he, like 5 years ago, it made me to make a decision. Am I going to live my life for God or am I going to live it how I've always lived it? And now, yeah, challenges come, situations come. There are circumstances that are not nice at times. But what does God say? God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So we can really walk fearless with great boldness, full of courage. And all it takes is a decision each day, a decision to watch what we listen to, a decision to watch what comes out of our mouth, a decision to what we're going to confess and what we're going to allow, a decision to what choices we're going to make. All the decisions are on us because God has given every one of us everything freely without nothing. He doesn't want anything in return, you know, but he does work on our faith. So I'm very encouraged this week. I feel I'm reminiscing a lot over the last 5 years and what God has done and the incredible journey that me and my husband have been on. It truly is a transformational life. It was that butterfly, the metamorphosis that went into the cocoon and then come out beautiful and bright. And this is a testimony to my life and my husband's life and to what God can do. Because if God can do it in one's life, wow, he can do it in everyone's life. He is not a respecter of persons. He really is not. We will only go as far as we desire to go. We'll only move as far as we desire to move. And we don't just want to be dreamers. We don't just want to be dreamers like thinking, oh, what if? We want to be faith leaders, leading people in faith, leading people with hope, leading people into an extreme life of prosperity and desire and comfort and freedom. Because even though we're all in this world, we're not of it. We're far above it. And that means we're able to operate and move and really be that light to people. And I'm noticing in my town, in my area, that people need light. They need that light. So all we got to do is be that Christ within us. All we got to do is be those imitators of God, manifest the fruit of the Spirit and let God lead us by our Spirit. And what happens? We have jackpot moments. People pop up like popcorn. People don't have to be living a life that is with anger and fear and worry and poverty. People can really be delivered from this. It takes one decision. It takes one decision to want to live unto God. But if people don't know what's available, how can they make that decision? That is why we are here. That is why we need to be focused. That is why we need to be steadfast. That's why we need to be prayer warriors. That's why we need to say what God says and not what the world is saying. That's why we need to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why we need to continue in God's ways and not our own ways. We've given our life unto God. We've given our life unto God, and now He's able to freely work in us to set people free, so that this fellowship isn't just 100 people, but it's 1,000 and then 100,000, and it continues to increase and increase and increase, so God gets the glory. So I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful. I'm very, very encouraged by seeing Frederick and all the people that you have, Frederick. Through you, God is going to do mighty things as you stay humble to Him, as you stay looking to Him on this path that is more excellent, God's way, God's truth. You're going to really see so much, so much glory in your life, because there is a way. There's a way that seems right to God, and there's a way that's right to man. Tradition in religion is man's way. If we look to God and walk by the Spirit, then it's God's way. And when it's God's way, signs, miracles, and wonders follow us. When it's God's way, we walk in the impossible. When it's God's way, we no longer are dreamers, but we are faith leaders. So stay inspired, stay encouraged. Know that your God is in you, He's with you, He's for you. So nothing or nobody can be against you. God bless you all.
Bless you again, guys.